This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world on this extended Thanksgiving Day holiday weekend. Hope that you are having a great time with family and friends. Stay safe if you're driving. I know it's a tough travel day on Monday, but be safe and have a great time where you can. My first guest has been with us several times on the show. He's a giant in this business, not only a great magician, great author. Penn Jillette will be joining us. Of course, my pal of so many years, the Fonz himself. Henry Winkler, one of the founding fathers of the great group Earth, Wind, and Fire, Philip Bailey, has a new book out. We'll be chatting about that. And then we'll talk about holiday feast during this holiday that starts now with Parker Wallace and Toys for the Little Ones with Lillian Vasquez. And that's all coming up after a quick break right here with hour number two of Ron Segi Today. We're back with Penn Jillette.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
So it's very easy to use. From the login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs. And then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf. And then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this. And there it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text GRIT to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of new Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help get you back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text GRIT to 321-321. That's GRIT to 321-321.
Our next guest has been with us in the past. I really enjoy his work, and he's a great guest, and he did a great job the last time we chatted with him. Quite a guy. He makes a mark when he walks into the room. His new book is out right now. It's in my chubby little hands in hardcover. Joining us right now is Penn Jillette. Hey, Penn, how you doing, my friend?
Never better, boss. How you been?
Well, it's good to have you back here, and I meant what I said. I got the book, and I was going to just, like, you know, read a few pages. Well, I want to tell you something. I went through the whole book in one evening and then started rereading some parts again. You did a heck of a job with this.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad you liked it. Thanks a lot.
You get pretty emotional in this book. I mean, there are some chapters in there where you see a side of Penn Jillette that, frankly, I've never seen before, and I don't think the general public has.
Well, you know, I wanted to try to be as honest as I could in this book and cover stuff that that really matters to me. And it was difficult, and I'm glad that that people are understanding. You know, I try to make it funny in a lot of places and make some intellectual points, but I also try here and there to tell the truth. I mean, I talk a lot about my children and about my parents and about family, and it's very, very important to me.
And you bring up some really valid points. It's almost like a lesson in philosophy, if you will, because we look at holidays as being grandeur, and really, you basically say every day is a gifted holiday. Why should we celebrate them on specific dates?
Well, you know, holiday means holy day, and holy means exalted. And I think that every day should be exalted. I mean, life and love and family and friends and art and on and on and on are just so glorious and so wondrous. And I sometimes worry that people who are so afraid of death are while they fear death, are missing life. I mean, the world is going by us at a zillion miles an hour, and to try to take in just some of the joy is almost impossible. And that's really my point, is that I can't think of anything more exalted and more beautiful than every day of life.
I really urge everybody to read this book, because he has a valid point here, and one that you really brought to light when I was reading it. And that's the point where, you know, some people say, boy, I can't wait till this week is done. I can't wait till spring. I can't wait till school is out. I can't wait for something that's ahead of time, while today they're having a miserable time. This is a lousy day and a lousy day, but I can't wait till next Tuesday, you know? And that's basically what you're saying.
Yes, very, very much so. And I also, you know, one of the things that helped me be so honest in this book is people's reaction to my talking honestly and frankly in the way I feel about that. When I discovered, writing my last book and also doing shows like Penn and Teller on Showtime, is I found that American religious people, I can't speak to the world, but American religious people really do believe in the marketplace of ideas. They really do believe in kindness. Almost all the letters that I got, almost all the information that I got from people disagreeing with me, started out with, I appreciate your passion. I appreciate you talking about this. I appreciate you thinking about this. And here's where I disagree. It's really amazing, I guess, at 57 years old to understand that we Americans really do believe in the marketplace of ideas, and really do believe in different ideas coming out and playing around with those and talking about them publicly. And we really do have a sense of individualism that is really respected. And that gave me the support to be able to write even more honestly in this book.
And, you know, my father used to tell me, he said, you know, Dad, why don't you go to church every Sunday? And he'd say, well, he says, you know, I and this wasn't an excuse. This man really believed this, all right? He said, first of all, I see all these people in church, but I see in the workplace all week long, and I know what they're like, and they shouldn't be sitting in that pew. Secondly, he says, if you go to the parking lot and you try and get out of the parking lot, nobody lets you out of the line. These are the same people that were just in there, you know? So, I mean, there is a certain degree of truth to that. I really believe that. You talk about coming from a very blue-collar family. Your dad was a jail guard. And you were watching television one night, and you saw The Who. Great group, okay? And they had a tendency of busting up their instruments. And here you are trying to save every nickel and dime. You're practicing the drums on a pad on the kitchen table with a couple of old beat-up drumsticks. And they're breaking up drums on set. And you're thinking to yourself, how could they do that? How could they throw away fame and fortune when I'm working so hard just to get a used drum set?
Yes, and my parents, you know, my parents were older. My parents were 45 when I was born. So when I was watching The Who, they were, you know, they were 60, you know, and they didn't get it at all. And we all sat there kind of going, this is an awful situation. And then it just hit me, you know, as they say in Apocalypse Now, like a diamond bullet in the forehead. And I kind of understood that maybe the money was not as important as the emotion and the art and the power. When I did Celebrity Apprentice, I brought on the Blue Man Group, and they filled, you know, we were doing a money-raising task for charity, and they filled this balloon with $15,000 in cash, and then blew it up with a leaf blower, and just blew it up over a park in New York, and we had to run out and, you know, and gather the money together. And in the boardroom with Donald Trump, he was trying to understand how my friends could take money so lightly and want to use it as a spectacle. And as I say in the book, trying to explain to Donald Trump that art is more important than money is like trying to explain to Donald Trump that art is more important than money. it was looking at him like, you know, like a puppy watching television. He just, you know, and I love that. You know, I love that maybe there was some kid with his parents watching TV and, you know, and struggling and seeing the Blue Man Group blow up that money just for the glory of it would have some sort of understanding of what art can be.
Wow. You know, I mentioned in the introduction, when you walk into a room, you have a presence that absolutely is unequaled. A magician, an actor, and very good author who penned several books, including some with his partner, Teller. But you had me choked up, Ben. I got to tell you, I got to be honest with you. When you started to talk about the days that your parents missed your family, it was more important to go on the Letterman show because you got married late in life. And you know, you cry because it's a combination of crying sometimes for sadness, crying sometimes for happiness, but you really felt bad. And I related to that because my father never saw my wife and never saw my children. My mother thankfully did, but I related to that. But it puts you in a scenario that I don't think people ever saw you in before.
Well, you know, it's really a powerful thing. And you said, you know, not really knowing what crying means. When I was younger, you know, I knew why I was crying all the time. But as I've gotten older and I cry more, and I always think of that, which I end the book with, a Bob Dylan quote, it frightens me, the awful truth of how sweet life can be. When I think about my mom and dad not getting a chance to meet my wife and my children, and it makes me cry, one of the beautiful things about life is I no longer know whether I'm crying with joy or with sadness. I cannot tell the difference. There's certainly the joy of all the love I had for my parents and all the love I have for my children. That is pure joy, and there is the sadness that won't go on forever, and that they didn't get a chance to meet. And those two things together, the joy and the sadness, bring this huge emotion that is, to me, kind of the joy of life.
Yeah, well, I tell you, so well put, too. Of course, Ben Jillette is at Las Vegas. I love your house out there. You got a beautiful home. You know, that's a really fancy deal there.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's it looks from the outside like a prison and from the inside like paradise.
Great.
My children seem to like it.
Well, your children are of the age, Ben, to enjoy Universal Studios. Can I extend an invitation for you and your wife and your two children to come down and visit us one day down here? We'd love to have you.
We just love it. You know, we had, Penn and Teller had for the Halloween celebration at Universal, we had a house there. We had Penn and Teller nuked Las Vegas. We were down there working on that. And I even know what your studio looks like.
Oh.
I've been by there. So I'm a big fan of Universal, and we loved working with them. You know, it was one of our best experiences working with anyone was working with Universal. They just know how to put together a great, great show down there and a great, great, you know, houses and attractions. It's fabulous.
So I concur with you 100%. But do me a favor. Next time you do that, let me know, okay?
I certainly will. We're going to do that.
Hey, Ben.
Thanks so much.
Congratulations. It's brand new. It's in hardcover right now. It's the work of our friend Ben Jillette. And, Ben, keep up the great work. I'll tell you something. You and your family and your two children and all of your success in the entertainment business has been worth all the work that you've put into it, and I know that's massive.
Thank you so much. It's always a joy, Ron. Thank you. I love coming on. I always look forward to it.
And, of course, they have a new show, Penn and Teller, that's on the CW called Fool Us. I love that show because it really goes to show how fantastic these two guys are. Magicians come on, and if they actually fool Penn and Teller, then they are the big winner. But, boy, it is tough to fool those two. Fool Us on the CW Penn and Teller. But stick around because we're just getting started. There's more to come live nationwide and around the world with Ron Seggi today.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. That by the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world, and our next guest, and believe me when I tell you this, this is one of the classiest guys in our business, and I say this sincerely. I've known him for a long time, and he really is the class act. What you see is what you get, and I tell you something, you get a lot from our guest, Henry Winkler. Hello, Henry. How you doing, my friend?
Oh, I am so excited. It is always a pleasure to be on your show.
Thank you, sir. You add something to everything that you get involved with, whether it's on television, on the big screen, as an author, a humanitarian, on stage. You just have had such a remarkable career, Henry. They always talk about the full package. You know, they said Elvis was the full package. You are the full package.
Wow. To be in the same breath with the king is not bad.
No, but it's true. I mean, in fact, to be very honest with you, I think that, frankly, you go beyond that because, let's face it, I don't know Elvis could write a book about children.
Oh, that was fantastic. We had such a great time. We did the 17th novel
right
in the series, Hank Zipser, just came out, and I write them with my partner, Lynn Oliver. And we make each other laugh, and all of a sudden there's a book.
This really has been inspired by your own struggle with education, which you and I have talked about several times in the past. It's no secret.
Right.
And you are an incentive to so many people who have early on in life. And I probably fall into this category, too, because I wasn't the sharpest pencil in the classroom. But you turned lemons into lemonade.
Well, you know what? What I realized is that the children have got to understand that no matter how they learn, it has nothing to do with how brilliant they are.
Yes.
You know, I was told I would never achieve. I was told that I was lazy. And that is something that, you know, a child who is sitting in a classroom and their leg is bumping up and down and their knee is just going a mile a minute, they're not doing that on purpose.
No.
You know, it's wiring. It's like, you know, don't do that or I'm going to send you to the principal's office.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a child does not want to fail. They don't set out wanting to fail.
That's very true, and I've never thought of it that way. Nobody wants to be second on the list. They all want to be first on the list.
That's right.
And you know what? Being second on the list isn't that bad.
Listen, I want to tell you something. I'm in the bottom 3% academically in America. That's not bad, because look where I got.
Yes, that's exactly,
you know,
right.
So the thing is that it's really important that we always boost the child's self-image.
That's exactly right. I always say you never want to deteriorate their moxie, because once their moxie's gone,
that's right,
then you've got nothing.
That's a perfect perfect way to say it.
You know, Henry, I'm always in awe of the story, and I know you heard this from me so many times before, but I love the story because I have a similar story about your father, who was in the lumber business and really wanted you to go in the lumber business.
That's right.
And my father was in the home improvements business, storm windows and doors, and he would have loved to see his third son be in that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a certain satisfaction, I think, that hopefully both of them saw in the fact that you wanted to step out of the mold and do something that was entirely on your own and because of your own efforts and not because you're handed down a business.
You know, the important thing is that a child gets to meet their destiny. Our youngest son, we have three children, Stacy and I, and our youngest son told us at 10 he wanted to be a director.
Wow.
And the first thing that almost flew out of my mouth was, what, are you kidding? That you can't do that. It's so difficult. It's so, you know, you can't depend on that. And I had to shut my mouth and bite my tongue to allow Max to just do what he needed to do. He's 26. He just directed his first film.
Wow.
I made not one phone call for this child. He just went out and he figured out how to do it and got it.
Good for you. That's great. And good
you know
for
what
him.
I mean?
Yeah.
You got to let the child meet their destiny.
Absolutely. I mean, I would have loved to have my two boys be in the broadcasting business, of which they had a flair for, but one works for a large brewing company in St. Louis, and
right.
The other one's a police officer. So you got to let them do what they want to do. Any role you play is so believable, it's unbelievable. I have three pages here. We do these interviews, they give you all these bios and everything else.
Sure.
If I read everything that you did, it would be like, well, it's like War and Peace now.
But you know what? The key is I absolutely love that I get to do my job.
Yeah, and do it the way you do, which is perfect.
Yeah, but, well, I don't know about that.
Oh, no.
Really,
no.
I mean, and I'm not even being ingenuous. I just find that I'm continually figuring out how to finally do this acting thing.
Well, I tell you something. There's a lot of people, and I'm included in that, that think you figured it out a long time ago. I remember when you were down here in Orlando for Waterboy, you spent some time with.
Oh, we had the greatest time.
Yeah. That movie still plays well today, and Adam Sandler certainly has gone to space with his career.
You know, I'll tell you something. Adam is an amazing guy because, you know, he plays this goofball in the movies.
Yes.
And what he really is a very thoughtful, shy, in charge kind of guy. You know, he's in charge of every detail of the movies that he makes.
Yeah. He's kind of a Johnny Carson, whereby when you get him by himself, he's a totally different person.
That's right. He's a totally different person.
Henry, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you what it feels like to walk the streets of Milwaukee and see a bronze life-size statue of the iconic character that you played in Happy Days. What's that
the
like?
The only thing that bothers me about that statue
is the birds.
He is taller than I am.
Oh, is he really? Why does that bother you? That should be good.
Well, because, you know, I'd like to stand eye to eye with the statue. I need a little step ladder.
That's funny. That is great.
But how proud my entire family was there.
Oh.
My real-life family was there. My television family from Happy Days was there. You know, 42,000 people came to say hello on the streets when they dedicated the statue. It was just amazing.
They talk about the stars on Hollywood Boulevard, but that statue has to be 50 million
times
bigger.
Oh, that's big. That was really big. And, you know, people send me pictures from all over the world of them visiting my statue.
Oh, I can imagine that.
Well, it's just great. It's just great. Marion Ross sent me a picture, who played Mrs. C.
Oh, sure. We just had her on.
A picture, but she put a wool hat and a scarf on my neck during the winter.
Well, she would do that. Well, Henry, I appreciate you coming back and joining us. You know, I would
it's
do
always a pleasure, Ron, truly.
And I feel the same way about you. Is one of the best in the business, and I'm proud to call him a friend, and that would be Henry Winkler.
Thank you so much.
Henry, thank you. You know, anytime you want to come on, you're always welcome. You're just there.
I look forward to the next time, Ron, because we always have a great conversation.
I agree with you 100%. Thank you, my friend. Stay
Thanks.
Well. Okay.
Bye.
Henry Winkler, he's a great guy.
What a pleasure.
He is one of the nicest men in Hollywood, known him a long time, and he's always there when you need him. And although he's done many parts, you still can't forget the Fonz, Henry Winkler. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA Radio News.
Police in Chesapeake, Virginia released the note written by Andre Bing sometime before he fatally shot six people at the Walmart where he worked before turning the gun on himself. The gun used during the Tuesday night incident was purchased legally. Adobe says $9.12 billion was spent online during Black Friday, setting a new record. Sales were up overall on the first day of the holiday shopping season. Early voting has begun in Georgia, with all eyes on the Senate race between Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger Herschel Walker. Award-winning actress and singer Irene Cara has died at her Florida home. The voice behind Fame and Flashdance, What a Feeling, was 63 years old. The World Cup is bringing record viewership to Spanish-language broadcasts on Telemundo and the streaming service Peacock. Mexico's win Tuesday was the most streamed World Cup game in U.S. history. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You know, it's nice when you're able to say you don't have to introduce the music you just heard, because it's known worldwide and has been for a lot of years. I tell you, it just doesn't get any better than Earth, Wind, and Fire. And there's a new book called Shining Star, which is in front of me right now in hardcover, and it's Braving the Elements of Earth, Wind, and Fire, penned by one of its founding fathers. Actually came into the group a couple of years later, but really runs it now. Philip Bailey joins us. Hi, Philip. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
Philip, this book is sensational. I've had this on my desk for a couple of weeks, and finally I picked it up and I started reading it. Could not put it down. This is a great profile of what, as is quoted, and I love this line, happens when real life exceeds your dreams. What a story, Philip.
Well, thank you so much. You know, I wrote it as a backdrop to what has now become the soundtrack of so many people's lives, to give them a little inside view of what was going on inside my mind and heart and life as these songs were written and recorded. Those of us who've been with us for quite some time that came to some of the larger shows back in the day when we were doing those, to give them some insight as to what was going on. And then just to speak inspirationally to the fact that, you know, life had to go on, and how I survived the ups and downs, the ins and outs, for now almost 45 years.
I would assume writing this had to be a little bit of a tough venture, because you go through the great times and the bad times. I mean, first of all, the group joined through the efforts of Maurice White. You joined it, what, in 1972? You became the lead singer?
Yes.
Okay.
I was going to be the main lead singer, and then as Maurice, being the writer and conceptualizer, you know, as he was writing things, and me and him really kind of, it was like a hand in glove in terms of us understanding, you know, being in sync with one another. The vocal sound became, you know, myself and Maurice. So we would just molt everything and sing all the tracks, every chorus, every line, and the whole vocal sound is myself and Maurice.
And they talk about the concept, which was Maurice's definition of what his idea in his mind was, even sitting down and putting ideas and stage presentations and things on a piece of paper. But you talk about the early years, and I always enjoy hearing about the early years, because it reminds me of the people who think that struggle to get to where he is. You talk about your mom being concerned about respiratory issues because you played the sax. You tell a great story about stealing milk when you were younger. And then you talk about the Philly gig uptown, and you had enough money to get to this gig, but you didn't know if you had enough money to come back, and you really did something on stage in the beginning, which you were all very apprehensive about doing, just sitting there.
Just sitting there in the lotus position and staring at the audience as they threw stuff at you and called you names.
Yeah.
And just kind of transfixed and kind of hypnotized them with our stoic postures and so forth, and then introduced this little thumb, African thumb piano, the kalimba sound that they had never, you know, heard before, electrified like that, and then just went into our set and stole the audience.
Tell us about how you met Maurice.
Well, I met Maurice because the first band played in Denver on a promotional tour, and our our band was asked to open the show, and so I met him on the elevator, going up the elevator, and he had on a big cowboy hat and some bell-bottom pants, and you know, looking very city slick, and I was looking very country bumpkin, and he smelled like coconuts. because you know, that was the day back in the day, you know, the oils,
coconut,
you know,
oil, yeah.
Everybody was wearing. So, you know, so that was my first memory.
Now, the gentleman by the name of Perry Jones was very influential in your career too, wasn't he?
He sure was. He actually started to mentor my band, who Larry Dunn was part of, and Andrew Woolfolk in Denver. He was working there with Transcontinental Distributing. Yeah, and so he was the one that actually is responsible for my meeting Maurice and moving on up to Los Angeles. So he has a great, had a great part to do in my life.
Now, all of this great creativity, this fantastic fan following, these large arenas and stadiums that you're doing, and in 1983, it comes to a kind of a end when Maurice breaks up the group. It's in a financial and emotional end, I might add, both of the things. Then you teamed up with Phil Collins with the duet Easy Lover, but then reformed the group, and you became the new leader of the group then.
Yeah, well, when we reformed the group, Maurice was still there for a few years, and when we reformed the group, he was just at the beginning, hadn't been diagnosed yet with Parkinson's, but later on, it was he was unable to do any more touring, and that's how I became the de facto leader.
Yeah, but I tell you something, you've done a heck of a job. And, you know, again, I go back to what I said earlier about everybody thinking that fame all of a sudden just happens to you. Here you were at the top of the game, and you were playing a gig in Japan at a halftime of an automobile race. And there you are in the middle on a bandstand where you used to be at stadiums. And you and Maurice looked at each other and said, what the heck happened here?
Yeah, exactly. We said, well, you know what? If this is the way we're going to go out, then we should just leave it here.
Yeah.
So we contemplated leaving it there, but we had the wrong management. We were with, at that time, we were with the late Jerry Weintraub, and just making some wrong decisions. But we went through a period where I call the no man's land, you know, whether you don't know if you have any significance or, you know, you're starting to really wonder, you know, if you should hang it up.
Yeah.
And we have to survive that time period, too, to get to the resurgence, which now has never stopped.
No, you're absolutely right. And what I like about this book, and I know that our listeners are going to like it, too, is that you not only talk about the professional bumps in the road, but the personal ones. I mean, absent father and husband, how you reconcile with your dad, the reason why you wrote the song Reasons about your earlier life in bars playing as a youngster.
Right.
And keeping the band together. But you got some personal stuff in here, and a great pictorial, I might add, about what it takes to really sustain a very difficult career in the entertainment business.
Well, you know, I actually met the Lord in 1975. I'm a Christian, and that's when things began to kind of come together. Not without many, you know, ups and downs, bumps in the roads, or whatever, but with a more sustained, purposeful focus on, you know, my destiny. And so I talk about that in the book as well.
You did a great job. I am being very honest with you. A terrific job. As I mentioned earlier, enormous amount of success with over 90 million records sold, 8 Grammy Awards out of 20 nominations, a 2000 induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and now a big author with the book Shining Star, Braving the Elements of Earth, Wind, and Fire, penned by its lead singer, Philip Bailey. Philip, do me a favor. I know that you are on a horrendous schedule these days, but would you come back and join us sometimes? I would love to have you back. You're not only a great guest, a magnificent talent, a very good author. This is a good book.
Well, thank thank you very much. It's been my honor to talk to you today, and I sure will. I'll come back and visit anytime you'd like me to.
Phil, thanks for doing that. Good luck with the book, and I urge everybody to get it. Shining Star, Braving the Elements of Earth, Wind, and Fire, available in hardcover as we speak, written by the great Philip Bailey. Thanks, Philip. Look forward to having you back, my friend.
Thank you.
What a guy. What a group. Earth, Wind, and Fire. And there's more to come today.
Shining Star, thank you to see. Put your life on for your happy. Shining Star, thank you to see. Come on, put your life on for your happy.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. By the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Today, well, the holidays are here. It can be a very confusing time. We have a solution for you. She is the founder of Parker's Plate, and she also has a best-selling cookbook, Eat Rich, Stay Skinny, A Girl's Guide to Holiday Feasting, but I always add guy in there, too, because I think you can do that. Joining us right now is Parker Wallace. Hi, Parker. How are you? Welcome to the show. Happy holiday.
Hi, Rob. Thank you so much for having me back, and happy holidays to you.
I know that your grandmother, who was very influential in your upbringing as far as getting into culinary arts is concerned, was named Ronnie.
Yes, you always help me channel her every time we talk, and I love that.
Well, where do we start for this holiday season?
Well, talk about keeping it hassle-free when you have a one-stop shop for all of your holiday ingredients. You can check everything off that list at Save-A-Lot, and they're perfect for last-minute holiday drop-ins. You know that thing where you get the call, and suddenly it's like, oh, my gosh, I've got 10 minutes or less to put together something that is going to make my guests feel welcome. Always have something that somebody's going to love.
Let's talk about beverages, because everybody wants to have a great beverage. What are your suggestions, Parker?
Well, I say lose the eggnog, Ron, and pick up Truly Hard Seltzer because they've got something for everyone this holiday season. The Truly Holiday Party Pack is going to help you crack open, no pun intended, the festivities with really refreshing convenience. These are four unique cocktail-inspired flavors. So two new ones on the scene this year, Pear Martini Style and Berry Bramble, and then, of course, the fan favorites like Cranberry Orange Sparkler and Holiday Sangria Style. It's my go-to for festive holiday beverages, and they're available nationwide through New Year's, so just visit trulyhardseltzer.com for a retailer near you. Let's not forget about some of the stars of the show, like pecan pie. You know, that while that's like the iconic star of the dessert table, I want you to think about pecans differently, Ron. They are so versatile, so delicious, and a lot of people are surprised by the things that you can do and what dishes you can fold them into to really elevate the flavor and the texture. You can even add them to mac and cheese. You get that creaminess and the cheesiness of the pasta, and then instead of regular breadcrumbs on top, do pecan breadcrumbs. It takes it to the next level. So good. A real showstopper dessert recipe that I love. It is a turkey pot pie, so you can just add your leftovers into this instead of your regular Thanksgiving sandwich. This is the pecan crust turkey pot pie.
You have to come back again because I want to talk to you about how you went vegan for a month and gained 15 pounds.
I think I was eating too much pasta.
You never eat too much pasta, okay? Just remember that.
Exactly.
Where can we go for more information, Parker, on these things that you have talked about?
Make sure that you head to eatpecans.com for some of those delicious, recipe-inspiring, gorgeous recipes that we've talked about. And then tipsontv.com for everything that we've discussed. And, of course, parkersplate.com, and you can find me on social at parkersplate.
Thanks for joining us, Parker.
Thanks, Ron. Cheers to you.
Cheers to you, too. Well, Christmas is just around the corner. And you know what's funny? When you're a kid and you're this far away from Christmas, it seems like eternity. When you're an adult, it seems like the next hour. Joining us right now is a lifestyle expert. In addition to an Emmy-winning host and TV personality, she is the host of E! Entertainment's Daily Morning Show, E!, and you've seen her on Today, CBS Mornings, Amazon Live. Joining us right now is Liliana Vasquez. Hello, Liliana. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. So exciting to be here.
This Cocomelon show is unbelievable. Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. It's the number one most watched kids brand on YouTube globally with more than 4 billion, that's a B, monthly views and garnering over 150 million subscribers. And you can get it on Amazon, Spotify, Apple Music, Roku, Netflix. Has set a record for consecutive days in the top 10 most watched TV shows. Tell us about it. Now, Liliana.
Cocomelon is one of a kind, the number one most watched kids brand globally. It's a beloved kids brand. It's also a beloved educational brand. And if you live with a toddler, there is no day that does not have Cocomelon. It is their favorite, and rightfully so, because parents also love Cocomelon because it creates so many learning opportunities. And it creates a space where kids and parents can kind of meet what's happening at Cocomelon at whatever stage they're in of their development. You know, my son is only 15 months, and I can tell you from the second he discovered Cocomelon books and songs, that's what he wants to listen to in the car. I try to listen to a podcast, and he just says, Coco, Coco. logo in the back seat. You know, this brand really comes to life beyond the screen, and one way that it does that is through these incredible toys that also happen to be the hottest toys for the holiday season.
If you have a toy that is fun and it also teaches, you've won.
Exactly. It's true, you know, and we know that especially at this stage, children learn by playing. That's why playing is so important. It's so critical at this stage and beyond.
Do you have some of the toys there?
Because there's actually one toy that I love, and it also happens to be the 2022 Toy of the Year, and it's called the Ultimate Adventure Learning Bus. You have a little one who's just learning to walk. You know that they love to push things, and this little learning bus, you can push it outside, you can push it on carpet, you can push it in your house. So that's one way to use the toy. But then there's so many other ways to interact with this toy. It's the kind of toy that will really grow with your child. So it's going to teach them numbers. It's going to teach them letters. It has all of these little slots where you can put in coins and different shapes. So it helps develop their fine motor skills. So if you want to win Christmas this year, that is the toy to buy. No question about it. It's called the Ultimate Adventure Learning Bus. So there's also this other one called Deluxe Clubhouse. It's exactly what it is. It's a clubhouse for Cocomelon. So it's got this little, like, basket elevator. You can put your Cocomelon figurines in there and hoist them up to the top of the clubhouse. And it allows your child to really create and invent all of these fun scenarios.
Are they available in retail stores or is that through Cocomelon?
Yes. You can shop these toys in store at Walmart and Target. You can also shop for a lot of these online at Amazon. So we've made it really easy.
Is there an age category that Cocomelon appeals to? Because it sounds like something I want to watch.
You are welcome to watch. But yeah, I would say, you know, up to four, like 0 to 4.
Is there a site that we can go to?
Cocomelon.com for more info. And of course, you can always watch Cocomelon on YouTube.
And Cocomelon, for those of us who have no clue of what's happening in today's society, is Cocomelon, right?
Cocomelon.com.
And I invite you to come back anytime, Lily.
Oh, thank you. I would love that. Thank you. Happy holidays.
Okay, happy holidays to you, too. I can't wait to see that. Our guest has been lifestyle expert, Emmy-winning TV host, Liliana Vasquez. And that wraps up our lifestyle portion of the show. I want to thank Lillian Vasquez and also Parker Wallace for joining us, giving us tips about how to do some Christmas shopping for the youngsters in our family, and also Parker talking about some great ways to have a great spread during the holiday seasons. And speaking about the holiday season, we hope that you and your family are having a wonderful extended Thanksgiving holiday, and we appreciate you joining us on the show this week during this festive holiday season. Boy, it all starts now. And just want to remind everyone, if you get a chance, to visit our website, which is ronsedgy.com. There's more to come live coast to coast and around the world on this Thanksgiving weekend with Ron Sedgy Today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day.
There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anxiety meds? Everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance to buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
On this holiday weekend, that's a wrap with Ron Sedgy today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for joining us on the show, and they include Tony Orlando, author Sally Hodel, from Penn & Teller, Penn Jillette, Henry Winkler, and the founding father of Earth, Wind & Fire, Philip Bailey. I also want to thank Parker Wallace and Lillian Vasquez. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again, live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. And until next weekend, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.